Lord, who are you?
这一句话，一方面来说是很可悲的。
This phrase, in a sense, is very tragic.
另外一方面来说，也充满了希望。
But in another sense, it's filled with hope.
因为你要追求，你要问，才可以才给你。
Because you have to seek and you have to search before you will be given to you.
这四天的早晨呢？
In this four mornings.
我用四个不同的角度来看这一个问题。
We're going to look at this topic from four different angles.
主啊，你是谁
？Lord, who are you?
很多时候我们认不出是主来。
Many times we cannot recognize the Lord.
不单是不信主的人，那么有时候认不出主来。
It's not only non-Christians who cannot recognize the Lord.
甚至有的时候基督徒也认不出主来。
Even Christians.Cannot recognize the Lord.
我们若是回想一下，我们生命里面很多时候，我们没有认出是主在说话。
We can recall that many times in our lives we do not understand that it's the Lord who's speaking to us.
那今天早晨我们所要讲的
，This morning what we want to talk about，
乃是借着抹大拉的玛利亚
，is Mary Magdalene，
借着她来研究这个问题。
We want to consider this topic through her.
我们看看抹大拉的玛利亚是不是很清楚地认识主。
We want to know if Mary really knows her Lord.
那么她的情形与你我今天有什么关系
？And whether there is any similarity between her case and our case.
我觉得一个基督徒在神面前生长的情形
，I feel that a person's growth in front of the Lord
和他认识主有直接的关系
，has a direct bearing with the way he knows the Lord.
换句话说，一个基督徒在主面前越生长的话
，When a Christian is growing in the Lord，
那么他认识主也就越深
，And he knows the Lord more.
他跟主之间没有误会
，And there is no misunderstanding between him and the Lord.
为什么人与人之间有误会呢
？Why is there misunderstanding between people？
就是因为他们两个人认识不够清楚
，Because they don't know each other good enough.
所以常常有误会。
That's why we have misunderstanding.
当两个人认识越清楚的时候
，When two persons know each other really well，
他一说话我就了解是什么意思。
When he talks, I know.
甚至于他不说，我已经知道是什么意思了。
Even if he doesn't say anything, I understand.
在这种情况之下，误会就很少。
In this kind, under this situation, there won't be any misunderstanding.
我们大家翻到约翰福音第二十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章。
John 20.
我们这个从第一节
We shall read from first one
念到第十八节我们就先念到这里
We shall start reading right here
我常常羡慕抹大拉的玛利亚这个人
I always envy Mary Magdalene
因为这个人有很多方面是可以使我们学习的
Because we can learn from her in many ways
抹大拉的玛利亚我们可以从圣经里看见第一她是一个爱主的人
The first thing we learn about her from the Bible is she loves the Lord
她对主的爱心特别的多
She really has a great love for the Lord
在路加福音第八章里面
In Luke chapter 8
圣经告诉我们说抹大拉的玛利亚本来是一个被鬼附的女人
The Bible tells us that she was originally possessed by demons
我们知道一个被鬼附的人是多么可怜
We know that a person who is possessed by demons is in a miserable state
他和社会要分开
He is isolated from society
他不能和家人在一起
He cannot live with his family
他没有一个正常的生活
He doesn't lead a normal life
他是个被鬼所附的人
He is one possessed by demons
抹大拉的玛利亚以前是这样一个人
Before she was such a person
圣经告诉我们说在她的身体里面被七个鬼所附着
The Bible tells us that in her body there were seven evil spirits
圣经没有说这七个鬼都是什么鬼
The Bible didn't tell us what kind of spirits they are
但是我们知道这个七这个数目在圣经里面是代表一个完全的数目
But we know that a number seven in the Bible represents a perfect number
也就是说她完完全全的被鬼所支配所占有
Well, that is to say that she is completely controlled by demons
耶稣基督曾经从他的身上赶出七个鬼去
Jesus Christ cast out these demons from her body
所以抹大拉的玛利亚她特别的爱主。
That's why she really loves the Lord.
因为主对她的恩典特别大。
Because the Lord has special grace in her life.
我们今天活在这个社会里面。
Today, as we live in this society,
我们很难想象在当时的社会里面的情形。
It's very hard for us to imagine what kind of society it is in those days.
一个被鬼所附的人是多么的可怜。
A person being possessed is really miserable.
若是没有主耶稣基督的话，抹大拉的玛利亚一生是没有盼望的。
Without Jesus, Mary's life is hopeless.
那么你说，抹大拉的玛利亚被鬼所附，今天还有没有这个情形呢？
And you ask, is there still such thing happening today?
今天照样有这个情形。
Yes, there is such a thing happening.
我们不要认为这是很神奇的事情。
Don't think that this is something miraculous or funny.
当一个人他不信神，
When a person does not believe in God,
当一个人他一心去作恶，
When he intend to do evil,
当一个人他反对上帝，
When he rebel against God,
当他在今天这个世界里面做很多很多不道德的事情，
When people do immoral things in the society today,
这个人的生命不是受神的引导，而是受鬼的引导。
His life is not led by God, but by Satan.
特别是在今天这个社会里面，
Especially in our society,
这个情形越来越明显。
Well, this is really becoming very obvious.
你说二十世纪的人不信鬼神。
You said people in the 20th century does not believe in spirits.
很多人说你们现在还信什么耶稣、信鬼神这些事情。
Why do you still believe in Jesus and all kinds of spirits?
但是今天在这个社会里面，这个信鬼的事情越来越多。
But you know that in this society, people believe in spirits more and more.
你们到这个旧金山去，就可以看见有一个所谓魔鬼的教会 ，The First Church of Satan.
If you go to San Francisco, you see that there is a church called the First Church of Satan.
前几年我还看见过一本圣经 ，Satan's Bible.
And they still have Satan's Bible.
今天很多人相信这个巫术 ，witchcraft.
A lot of people believe in witchcraft.
今天这个信魔鬼的工作这个事情越来越普遍。
And it's becoming more and more popular, the belief in Satan.
今天照样有很多人是被鬼附的。
A lot of people are being possessed by Satan.
这些的人唯一的拯救就是耶稣基督。
The only salvation is through Jesus Christ.
抹大拉的玛利亚被七个鬼所附的。
Mary Magdalene was possessed by seven demons.
耶稣基督拯救了她。
Jesus saved her.
把这七个鬼从她身体里面赶出去了。
And he cast out all these demons from her body.
所以玛利亚对耶稣基督的爱是特别的深。
That's why Mary's love is especially deep towards Jesus.
路加福音第八章也告诉我们说，玛利亚是个跟随主耶稣的人。
Luke tells us that she is one who follows the Lord.
她和十二个门徒常常一同跟随耶稣。
She and the 12 disciples always follow the Lord.
她从加利利一直跟到这个耶路撒冷来。
From Galilee to Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷跟随到哥哥他山上。
From Jerusalem to Calvary.
到了哥哥他山上，抹大拉的玛利亚看见主耶稣基督钉死在十字架上。
On Calvary, she saw the Lord being nailed to the cross.
她看见耶稣基督被埋葬。
She saw the Lord being buried.
耶稣基督埋葬之后，别人都回家去了。
After the burial, everybody went home.
只有抹大拉的玛利亚还有耶稣的母亲玛利亚，他们两个人不肯回去。
Only Mary Magdalene and Jesus' mother Mary refused to go home.
我们看见这两位可爱的姊妹，他们对耶稣基督的爱是多么的大。
We can see that these two lovely sisters have such a great love for the Lord.
别人都回家去了，他们两个人坐在坟墓那里不肯回去。
Everybody went home, but they remained at the tomb of Jesus.
今天你我跟随主是什么态度？
Today, what kind of attitude do we have in following the Lord?
当别人知难而退的时候，当别人不肯为主出力的时候，我们肯不肯一直往前去？
When people were afraid, when they were held back by obstacles, do we still go on?
当别人不肯为主付代价的时候，你我基督徒肯不肯为主付代价？
When people are reluctant to pay the price,Are we willing to do so?
今天所谓的基督徒很多，但是肯为主真正付代价的基督徒，请问有多少？
Today there are many, many Christians, but how many of us are willing to pay the price?
抹大拉的玛利亚愿意为她的主付一个代价。
Mary Magdalene was willing to pay a price for her Lord.
她也记住主所说的话。
She followed.
Remember.
She remembered Lord's word.
主耶稣曾经说过他死后第三天要复活。
Jesus said that after he died he will resurrect after the third day.
于是乎在二十章里面告诉我们。
And also John chapter 20。
那么圣经告诉我们说，那也是抹大拉的玛利亚第一个到坟墓那里去。
She was also the first one who came to the tomb of Jesus.
她心里面有个盼望。
There was a hope in her heart.
我的主被埋葬了并不是完了。
It's not the end since my Lord was being buried.
我的主还要复活。
He has to resurrect.
耶稣基督永远活着。
He lives forever.
所以在那个七日的第一日早晨。
So on the first day of the seventh,
天还黑的时候
When it was still dark
抹大拉的玛利亚就到坟墓那里去了
And she came to the tomb
犹太国的规矩不是把这个死人埋在地下
It's not a Jewish tradition to bury a dead person in the ground
乃是放在一个洞里面
But they put him in a cave
然后把一块石头滚到洞的门口把那门口堵住
And they rolled a big stone to close the door
但是当玛利亚来到这个坟墓门口的时候看见这个石头已经滚开了
But when she came to the tomb she saw that the stone was being rolled away
玛利亚是非常惊奇
And she was really surprised
她非常兴奋
And she was really excited
她一边看见转身就跑回去了
As soon as she saw that he turned back and ran
她要把这好的消息告诉主的门徒
And she wanted to tell this good news to her Jesus' disciple.
那么他就回去告诉了彼得和约翰两个人。
And she told Peter and John.
你看彼得约翰是两个大使徒。
And we know that Peter and John are two great disciples.
但是彼得约翰并没有先到坟墓那里去。
But they did not go to the tomb first.
乃是一位姊妹玛利亚先到坟墓那里去。
It's a sister Mary who came to the tomb first.
所以我们在侍奉主里面，在神的国度里面没有高低。
So that's why there is no high or low position in the kingdom of God.
每一位基督徒，每一位弟兄姊妹都有传福音的责任。
Every Christian man or woman has the commission to preach the gospel.
耶稣基督复活这个消息第一个传扬的就是玛利亚。
The first person to break the news of Jesus' resurrection was Mary.
我愿意看见我们这个冬令会的弟兄姊妹们，你们做一个传扬的人。
I want to see every brother and sister in this conference to be a preacher of the gospel.
你们学习玛利亚的榜样。
We want to learn from Mary's example.
我们从这个冬令会回去之后，我们必须传福音做见证。
After the winter conference, we want to preach the gospel.
于是乎，玛利亚就告诉了彼得和约翰。
So Mary told Peter and John.
彼得、约翰也非常兴奋。
And they were really excited too.
他们两个就往坟墓那里跑。
And they ran towards the tomb.
我相信这个约翰大概是对于跑步很有研究。
I'm sure that John really knows how to run.
因为他比彼得跑得快。
Because he ran ahead of Peter.
他就先到了坟墓那里。
And he came to the tomb first.
他就进去了，他就在门口看。
And he stood at the door.
然后彼得才赶到。
And Peter came.
彼得就进到坟墓里面去看。
And Peter went into the tomb.
约翰也进去看。
John also went into the tomb.
他们就看见一个非常奇妙的事情。
And they saw a very miraculous thing.
犹太国的规矩，人死了之后，
According to a Jewish tradition,
就用布把这个人裹起来。
A dead person is wrapped.
那么这个头上还有个裹头巾。
The head was wrapped in linen.
身体也通通裹起来。
And the whole body was also wrapped.
他们进去一看呢，
When they went in and saw,
他们看见这个裹头巾和缠身体的布仍然在那个地方。
And they saw that the linen wrapping the head and the body was still there.
而且这裹头巾和这个布不是在一起，还是分开放。
And the linen wasn't together, they were separate.
这个非常奇妙。
And it was really wonderful.
从这个希腊文原文的这个表示的意思里面。
In the original Greek language.
那就是说这个裹头巾和缠身体的布原来什么样子还是什么样子。
And that means the original position of the linen was still it was just the same.
并不是说有人把那个布打开了，那么就那样堆起来。
And nobody has done anything.
乃是就是原来的样子卷在那里。
It remains the same.
换句话说，耶稣基督复活的时候就从这些布里面出来了，什么东西都不能拦阻他。
In another word, when Jesus rose from the dead, he just came out of the linen. Nothing can stop him.
复活的身体不能受物质的拦阻。
The resurrected body cannot be hindered by material things.
凡是信耶稣的人，将来都要得到这个复活的身体。
Every believer in Christ would get a resurrected body.
因为在末世来到的时候。
Because in the end time,
耶稣基督要从天上降临到空中。
Because the Lord shall descend from heaven.
要把我们提到空中去与他相会。
And he wants to lift us up to heaven.
在那个时候，一切信主的人身体都要改变。
In that day, every believer's body shall be changed.
我们要被提到空中去，成为一个荣耀的身体。
We shall be lifted up to heaven and to become a glorious body.
不管我们在什么地方。
No matter where we are.
也许我们正在开冬令会。
Maybe we're still in a winter conference.
我们就从这个房顶就出去了。
Maybe we'll just rise from this house.
没有东西能够拦住我们。
Nothing can hinder us.
我们也许在开驾汽车。
Maybe we will be driving.
我们就从汽车里面出去了。
So we'll be lifted right from the car.
有人曾经问我一个问题。
Somebody asked me a question.
他说那个汽车怎么办呢？
How about the car?
那我就说那个时候不需要汽车了。
In that day, we don't need a car.
啊，我们就是被主提到空中去，再也不需要地面这些所谓的交通工具。
We shall be lifted up to heaven, and we do not need any transportation vehicles.
那个时候我们都有个荣耀的身体。
At that time, we all have a glorious body.
主耶稣从死里复活了。
Jesus has risen from the dead.
他有个荣耀的身体。
He has a glorious body.
那个裹头巾和身体缠的布仍然在原来的地方。
The linen wrapping the head and the body, they were still in the original position.
圣经告诉我们说，约翰看见这个情形就信了。
The Bible tells us when John saw this, he believed.
他看见这个情形就信了。
He saw this and he believed.
从这个话语里面可以看出来。
From this, description,
在他们没有进到坟墓里之前
before they went into the tomb,
可能他们心里面还有一点怀疑
there might be some doubt in their hearts.
耶稣基督到底复活没有
Has the Lord really risen from the dead?
死人真能复活吗
Can a dead person really rise from the dead?
复活是件事实吗
Is it a real fact?
但是等他们真的到坟墓里面去
But when they really went into the tomb,
看见当时的情形
when they saw what happened,
圣经说约翰看见了就信了。
The Bible said, John saw this and he believed.
没有看见就信的更有福了。
The one who didn't see but believed is more blessed.
神要我们相信他。
God wants us to believe in him.
依靠他的话。
Trust in his word.
这两个门徒看见了这个大的神迹。
When these two disciples saw this great miracle,
第十节最后告诉我们说什么呢
verse 10,
说他们看两个门徒于是回自己的住处去了。
Then the disciples went back to their homes.
他们看见这么大的神迹。
When they saw such a big, great miracle,
耶稣基督真正的复活了。
When Jesus really has resurrected,
他们也相信了。
They believe,
他们现在应该怎么样
What should they do?
他们应该怎么样
Should they do?
他们应该到处去传扬耶稣基督复活。
They should go about preaching the resurrection of Jesus.
但是很可惜，我们看见他们就回到自己地方去了。
But it's such a great pity that we see that they went back to their homes.
没有，好像没有为主做什么工作。
They didn't do anything for God.
这个就使我想联想起来我们的冬令会。
And this makes me think of our winter conference.
我们在这里得到主的大恩典。
We receive a lot of blessings from the Lord here.
我们感应到主的同在。
We feel the Lord's presence.
那么等这个会过去之后。
But after the conference,
我们是不是就回到自己住处去了，而不为主做什么工作
？Do we just go back to our own homes without doing anything for the Lord?
当然，我们要回到自己地方去。
Of course, we should go back to our own homes.
但是我盼望我们这个冬令会之后回去之后，每一个基督徒有个新的样子。
But I pray that after we went home, we have a new beginning.
我们要学习玛利亚的样子。
We want to learn from Mary.
这两个门徒就回自己地方去了。
So the two disciples went back to their home.
但是我们可以看看玛利亚什么情形。
And let's look at what happened to Mary.
十一节告诉我们。
Verse 11.
玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭。
But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb.
哭的时候低头往坟墓里看。
And as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb.
那两个大门徒回去了，但是玛利亚不愿意回去。
The two disciples went home, but Mary did not want to go home.
因为她的心是在主耶稣的身上。
Because her heart is with the Lord.
她爱主爱到一个地步，她不能够离开。
She loved the Lord so much that she would not leave him.
这个就是所谓不能离去的爱。
And this is what we call love that would not let me go.
不能离去的爱。
Love that won't let me go.
弟兄姊妹，你对主有没有这种不能离去的爱？
Brothers and sisters, do you have such a love for the Lord?
有什么力量使一个人背十字架到底呢？
What kind of strength would sustain a person to bear the cross to the end?
有什么力量能够使一个人跟随主到底呢？
What sustains a person to follow the Lord until the end?
有什么力量使一个人到非洲去传福音呢？
What kind of power is behind a person who went to Africa to preach the gospel?
乃是那一个不能离去的爱。
And that is a kind of love that will not let me go.
前天我在 Vancouver.
The day before yesterday, I was in Vancouver.
我看见一个短的影片。
I saw a very short film.
这个影片就是说到，几个传教士到这个南美洲去工作。
And it talks about several missionaries in South America.
那个影片的名字叫做 Peace Child, 和平之子。
The title of the film is Peace Child.
就说到那几个部落，那些个 tribes, 那几个部落互相打仗。
It talks about war between several tribes.
那些个部落都是吃人的，你吃我，我吃你。
And they are carnivorous, or they eat men.
那么谁若是做了俘虏，就是被吃掉。
Whoever became slaves, they would be eaten up.
你看那些人的面貌表情都是充满了凶恶。
When you look at their faces, they were really malicious.
他们是谁最凶恶，谁最狡猾，谁最不守信用，谁是英雄。
And they regard a person who was most deceitful, who was most malicious, the hero.
但是这一对夫妇，他们在 Prairie Bible Institute 念书，他们到那里去工作。
But this couple, theystudy in Perry's Bible Institute, and they went there to work.
就在那些个番人中间工作。
And they work among these barbarians.
我坐在那个地方，我就想。
When I was sitting there, I thought.
我说主啊，我肯不肯去这个地方
？I asked the Lord, do I dare go there?
我肯不肯带着我的太太，带着我的七岁的小孩子到这个地方去
？Am I willing to bring along my wife and my seven-year-old son to go there?
那个影片对我成了一个挑战。
That film really challenges my heart.
我到底爱主爱多少
？How much do I love the Lord?
我对主有没有这个不能离去的爱
？Do I have love that cannot that kind of love for the Lord?
那个传教士在他们中间工作几年
？The missionaries work among these people for several years.
就感动了这个酋长，这个部落的酋长。
And he really moved the chief.
这个酋长呢，就是把自己一个小孩子，一岁的小孩子，就送给对方的酋长。
This chief of the tribe, he gave his one-year-old son to another chief.
这个小孩子就叫做和平之子。
And this child was called Peace Child.
也就是说，这个小孩子给了对方就做一个担保，双方面不再打仗。
And this is a kind of guarantee that they won't have any more fighting.
这个传教士传了好几年，这个道都传不出去。
He preached for several years, but it doesn't seem to work.
但是有了这个和平之子这件事情，他就想到怎么样传道。
But after this incident of a peace child, he knew what he should do.
他就对他们说，耶稣基督就是和平之子。
And he told the people that Jesus Christ is peace child.
他说，这个小孩子使你们两个部落不打仗了。
But this child make peace.Between both tribes.
但耶稣基督到世界上来，使人和神和好。
Jesus Christ came to the world to make peace between man and God.
也使人与人和好。
And also man and man would be reconciled.
从那个时候起，福音在那个地方传开了。
Starting from that moment, the gospel was preached in all that place.
因为那个宣教士他对于主有一个不能离去的爱。
Because that missionary has love that the kind of love.That would not let him go for the Lord.
你今天跟随主，跟随到什么地方呢
？Where are you now in following the Lord?
你是像那两个门徒一样看一看就回去呢
？Are you like those two disciples who just look and then leave?
还是你像玛利亚一样，别人都回去了，她在坟墓那里哭
？Or are you like Mary when people are leaving, she still remains there weeping?
玛利亚不但是哭，不但是有感情。
She doesn't have feeling. She doesn't just weep.
她不单是爱主
She doesn't only love the Lord
她也是个勇敢的女子
And she is also a courageous woman
我相信一个不勇敢的人是很难侍奉主的
I believe that a person without courage cannot serve the Lord
一个人真正要侍奉主他必须是个勇敢的人
A person really wants to serve the Lord must be a courageous person.
因为当你侍奉主的时候，这个世界不同情你。
Because when you serve the Lord, the world doesn't have any sympathy for you.
你做很多事情，很多人同情你。
If you do many things, people may be sympathetic.
甚至有时候你犯罪，也有人同情你。
Even when you sin, there are people who would be sympathetic.
但是你向这个世界传福音，传悔改赦罪的道，很少人同情你。
But when you preach the word, preach about repentance, very few people would be sympathetic.
几年以前我在这个街头工作、
Several years ago I was working in
In the street 我开了一辆汽车
I was driving
我在车上放一个牌子
And I put a board
写了几个大字
And a few words was written
悔改
Repent
审判近了
Judgment is near
那一天我开车进入 Boston
And I was entering Boston.
在我快进去的时候
When I was getting closer,
旁边开过来一辆车
And there were another car approaching.
里面有两个 teenager.
And there were two teenagers inside.
那么这个一个男的开车，旁边一个女孩子
A boy was driving and a girl was sitting beside him.
他们看见我车上那个大的牌子了
When they saw the poster on my car,
在他们这边的牌子上写了几个字
The words on their side said,
The Jesus is returning.
耶稣发来了
那么这个女孩子就把窗子摇下来了
And so the girl opened the window
那么我看她摇下来了我也摇下来了
When I saw her do this I do the same
她就向我喊的
And she called to me
她说 Hey when is he returning
And she asked Que que si fa nei
我说我就我们都是开 17 miles an hour所以我就很快地喊就跟他说我说 sooner than you think repent
so I told her repent sooner than you think
那么他们两个人大笑就走了
and they laughed and they left
我相信他们心里在说这个傻瓜还相信什么耶稣回来
and I believe that they were laughing at me believing that Christ is returning
我进到 Boston 城里面
when I entered the city of Boston
到了一个十字路口
And I went to a crossroad.
那么红灯我就停下了。
At the red light, I stopped.
停下来的时候，路边有一个人呢。
When I stopped, there was a person on the roadside.
三十多岁一个男人。
A middle-aged man, about 30 years old.
他看见那几个字了。
When he saw those words.
审判来了，赶快悔改。
Judgment is near. Repent soon.
他很不高兴。
He was really annoyed.
他就在那里骂我。
And he was giving me a piece of his mind.
他不但骂我，他就朝我的车走过来了。
And he came towards me.
我心里就开始祷告。
And I prayed.
他越走越近。
He was coming closer.
他就走到那个走近了，就伸出手来了。
And he was going to stretch his hand.
就刚刚他手要到我的车门的时候啊，那个灯光变绿颜色了。
As soon as his hand was going to stretch, the light turned green.
我一加油就跑掉。
And so I drove on.
然后我就进了一个小的街道。
And I went to the narrow street.
我就到中国教会去。
And I went into a
Chinese street.
A Chinese street.
旁边有个人在走路。
And there was a person walking.
因为那个街道很窄，我离他只有七八尺远。
And because the road was really narrow, I was just about 7 or 8 feet away from him.
他又看见这几个字了，悔改。
And he saw the words repent.
他又是不高兴的。
And he was really unhappy.
他没有走过来。
He didn't come.
但是他怎么样呢
？What did he do?
他向我吐口水。
And he spit.
哎呀，我一直以为吐口水只是中国人的毛病。
I always know that you know it's a Chinese habit.
那美国人原来也有吐口水的毛病。
Well, Americans also have such a habit.
一连三件事情。
Well, the three incidents happened.
我心里就向主说，我说主啊主啊，怎么回事
？And I was asking the Lord, what happened?
我说 ，What a welcome to Boston. 我说主怎么回事
？Is what kind of what is happening?
后来我心里就舒服一点
And after a while I began to calm down
我就明白
I understand that
他们并不是恨我
He did not hate me
他并不认识我
He doesn't know me
他乃是恨我所代表
Calm down
我就明白
I understand that
他们并不是恨我
He did not hate me.
他并不认识我。
He doesn't know me.
他乃是恨我所代表的。
Because he hated what I represented.
我这个地方是要人悔改。
Because I want people to repent.
我告诉他们审判就近了。
I told them that judgment is near.
我告诉他们应该相信耶稣。
I told them to believe in the Lord.
他们心里面不高兴。
They were really annoyed in their hearts.
他们就是这样发作出来。
And they just expressed it.
今天你向人传福音，多半是得不到同情的。
Today, when you preach the gospel, nobody would sympathize with you.
然后我又到了这个Harvard 大学旁边。
And later on, I came to Harvard University.
我把车停在路边。
And I stopped my car at the side of the road.
我走到校园里面去撒单张。
And I went into the campus, to distribute tracts.
那么回来之后啊。
After a while,
我就看见车门上有一卷纸在那里。
And I saw there was a piece of paper.
我就有点怕，不敢打开是什么东西。
And I was a little afraid. I didn't want to open it.
但是非打不可了。
But I must open it.
最后还是把它打开了。
So I opened it.
打开一看，里面呢有写着几句话。
And when I opened it, I saw what is written there.
那几句话说就是说，愿神祝福你的工作。
It says, May the Lord bless your work.
我为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
我也是个基督徒。
I am also a Christian.
里面还放了一块钱。
And there was also a dollar inside.
哇，那一块钱对我真是宝贵。
Oh, that was really precious to me.
我把那一块钱放在我的皮包里面放了好几年了。
I put that dollar in my wallet for many years.
什么时候我心里面有点灰心，有点难过的时候，我就看一看那一块钱。
When I was getting discouraged, I look at that dollar.
我们今天侍奉主要有勇敢的态度。
Today, when we serve the Lord, we must be courageous.
玛利亚是个勇敢的人。
Mary is a courageous person.
别人回去了，她不回去。
When people leave, she doesn't.
她在那个地方，要等候主。
She wanted to wait for the Lord.
但是怎么样呢？
But what happened?
她在那个地方正难过的时候啊。
But she was really sad.
耶稣基督向她显现。
Jesus came to her.
很奇怪啊。
This is really wonderful.
玛利亚要追求主。
When Mary wanted to look for Jesus.
但是当主向她显现的时候，玛利亚却不认识主。
But when Jesus revealed himself to her, she doesn't know him.
你看可惜不可惜呢？
What a pity it is.
她追求主，但是却不认识主。
She went after the Lord, but she doesn't know the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你我生命里面有没有这同样的情形？
Brothers and sisters, in your life, do we have the same thing happen to us?
有没有的时候，你我照样不认识我们的主？
Maybe sometimes we do not know the Lord.
不错，我们是得救了。
It's true that we are saved.
不错，我们是信耶稣的。
It's true that we are Christians.
有没有时候主向我们说话，我们不知道是主在说话？
Are there times when the Lord speaks to us, we cannot recognize His voice?
有没有时候主在我们心里面感动，我们把那感动放在一边？
Maybe there are times that the Lord is really working in our heart, but we put that aside.
主叫我们去做一件事情，我们不理会那个感动。
The Lord wanted us to do something, but we just ignore it.
我们也照样常常没有认清主的工作。
A lot of times we do not really recognize the Lord's work.
我们看一看，我们想一想，玛利亚为什么不认识主？
Let us consider why Mary does not recognize the Lord.
很多人问过这个问题。
A lot of people ask the same question.
玛利亚到底为什么不认识主？
Why doesn't Mary know the Lord?
我们可以想几个缘故。
There might be a few reasons.
你们大家也想想什么缘故。
But you can also think.
我们可以想到第一个缘故。
The first reason could be.
那也可能是耶稣基督他复活之后变成荣耀的身体。
Maybe after Jesus' resurrection, his body is changed.
和他以前的那个身体在外表看来可能稍微有一点不同。
In outward appearance, it might be a little different from his former body.
他的荣耀的身体他更有荣光。
His glorious body was filled with light.
这是我们的推想。
Well, this is our speculation.
第二个缘故。
A second reason.
玛利亚可能是因为他在那里哭。
It might be because Mary was weeping.
哭的时候一定流眼泪。
And there were tears.
你眼睛里有眼泪，你看东西就看不清楚。
And you couldn't see very well when there were tears.
多少的时候，我们因为眼睛的眼泪而没有看清主的工作。
A lot of times we are also blinded by our tears, not to see the, God's work.
也就是说，我们对于主的工作，对于主自己，被我们的感情所影响了。
And in other words, it can say that our emotions blinded us to the Lord's work.
这个时候，玛利亚被她自己的感情 使她看不清楚了。
Right now, Mary was blinded by her emotions.
她在那里流泪，她的眼睛模糊不清。
When she was weeping, she was covered with her tears.
所以主在她的面前，她都认不清主是谁。
So even when Jesus stood in front of her, she could not recognize him.
我回想在我自己的生活里面。
When I recall what happened in my life,
我就可以想到多少次。
I can remember many times.
主在向我说话，或者在我心里面做一个感动。
I remember that the Lord was trying to speak to me and work in my heart.
我没有太注意那个感动。
I didn't really pay much attention.
我没有感觉到那个是主在跟我说话。
I did not really recognize that that is God speaking to me.
以至于我就把那个感动轻轻的就放过去了。
And so gradually I was getting away from that kind of work.
有的时候主感动我去要向一个人去谈道。
Sometimes the Lord moved me to talk to a person about him.
那一天或者是太忙或者是太累就没有去做。
Maybe that was a busy day, and maybe I was too tired, and I didn't do it.
有的时候主感动你，要你去看望一位同学。
Or maybe the Lord moved you one day to look to visit a friend.
但是你觉得那一天你有功课太紧，你不能去看他。
Or maybe you feel that you had too much homework, so you didn't go.
或者你有朋友来看你，你就没有去探访。
Or maybe you had visitors, so you did not go.
在这个情况之下，我们就很容易常常把主的感动轻轻的就放在了一边。
So in this kind of situation, it's very easy for us to let go of what the Lord wants to do with me.
我们像玛利亚一样，我们追求神，我们是信主的，我们来到冬令会，但常常我们却不认识主。
We're just like Mary. Many times we want to look for the Lord, but when we come to the winter conference, we don't know him.
所以在这一点，我们要以玛利亚来做我们的警戒。
And in this aspect, we should learn from Mary's example.
她的爱心，我们要模仿。
We should learn from her love for the Lord.
她这个时候完全受自己感情支配，而不认识主，我们要做警戒。
But we should avoid what she did, being blinded by emotions.
她在那个地方痛哭。
And she was weeping.
她一边哭的时候，就一边往坟墓里看。
And as she was weeping, she was looking into the tomb.
这可能是第二个缘故，玛利亚没有认出主来。
And this could be the second reason why Mary could not recognize Jesus.
圣经告诉我们说，她一边哭一边往坟墓里看。
The Bible says that as she was weeping, she looked into the tomb.
她没有看耶稣基督。
She did not look at Jesus.
她一直是看坟墓里面。
And she was looking at the tomb all the time.
她乃是背向耶稣。
Her back was facing Jesus.
所以当耶稣基督叫她的时候，
So as Jesus called her,
圣经告诉我们说，玛利亚转过身来。
The Bible says Mary turned.
就可见得玛利亚的头，玛利亚的眼睛一直是看坟墓的。
And this shows us that her eyes and her face was facing the tomb all the time.
她一直是把她背来向耶稣的。
And her back was facing the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这给我们什么教训？
What does this teach us?
这个是个非常重要的教训。
And this is a very important teaching.
你我常常也是把我们的眼睛，把我们的脸面向坟墓。
Each one of us always have our eyes and our face towards the tomb.
我们也常常把背来背向基督。
We have our back towards the Lord.
这个话怎么讲？
What should we say?
什么叫做我们常常看坟墓？
What is the meaning of having our eyes focused on a tomb?
坟墓是代表死亡。
The tomb represents death.
坟墓是代表完了。
The tomb is the end.
代表痛苦。
It represents sorrow.
代表这个失望。
It represents disappointment.
代表失败。
It represents failure.
我们的眼睛也常常看坟墓。
A lot of times our eyes are focused on the tomb.
我们眼睛常看这些事情的时候，我们就不容易侍奉主。
When our eyes are like that, it's not easy for us to serve the Lord.
你们有没有看见过这种基督徒呢？
Have you seen such kind of Christians?
他们是专门看坟墓的。
They always look at the tomb.
他们专门看难处的。
They always look at difficulties.
他们专门看失败的。
They always look at failures.
你说我们出去探访好不好？
Oh, let us go and visit.
哎呀，他说，哎呀，人家不开门怎么办？
Well, what if people don't open the door?
这个不探访不容易。
Well, visitation is not easy.
你说我们开个布道会好不好？
Well, let's have an evangelistic meeting.
哎，他说，若是没有人来怎么办？
Oh, what if nobody turn up?
他总是有很多的难处。
Well, he always sees a lot of difficulties.
你说我们开冬令会好不好？
Well, let's have a winter conference.
哎呀，他说这个经济问题没法解决。
Oh, the financial problem is too great.
我遇见过这种基督徒。
I have met such kind of Christians.
你跟他谈主的工作，你谈来谈去什么都不要做了。
When you talk about the Lord's work, there's nothing that you can do.
你要谈出一件好处来，他可以有十件坏处在等你。
Well, when you talk about one good thing, he has 10 bad things waiting.
他的眼睛专门看坟墓。
His eyes is always on the tomb.
他专门看失败。
He always looks at failures.
在这个情况之下，他就不能真正认识主的大作为。
In this kind of situation, he can never realize the great work of God.
玛利亚那个时候为什么不认识主？
Mary, why doesn't she recognize the Lord at that time?
我相信里面有一个主要的缘故。
I believe there is a very great reason.
玛利亚一边哭一边一直往坟墓里面看。
As she was crying, she was facing the tomb.
她把她的背对着耶稣基督。
And her back was towards Jesus.
我们今天有的时候是不是也有这种情形？
Do we have this kind of situation today?
我们对主的工作，我们追求主要勇敢。
When we look at the Lord's work, when we follow the Lord, we should be brave.
我们要面向主。
We should face the Lord.
在这个情况之下，
In this condition,
最后主耶稣就呼叫他。
Finally, Jesus called her.
主耶稣就呼叫他，指着他的名字呼叫他说，玛利亚。
Jesus called her name, Mary.
好像主的这个话一出来，在他的心里面发生了作用。
It seems that the words coming out from Jesus had a special effect in her heart.
玛利亚的心里面忽然间活了。
All of a sudden, her heart was alive.
耶稣的声音一进入她的耳朵里面去。
As soon as she heard his voice,
圣经告诉我们说，玛利亚马上就认出了主耶稣基督。
The Bible says she immediately recognizes Jesus.
为什么缘故？
Why?
为什么她看没有看出来？
Why couldn't she see him?
而听出来了。
But she can hear him.
她听见主耶稣的声音很多次。
She had heard the Lord's voice many, many times.
她听见主耶稣讲道多少次？
She had heard Jesus preach many times.
她的耳朵里面常常有主耶稣的声音。
Her ears were filled with Jesus' voice.
她的眼睛被眼泪所迷糊了。
Her eyes were covered with tears.
她的眼睛是看坟墓。
Her eyes look at the tomb.
但是她的耳朵却是听见了主耶稣的声音。
But her ears recognized Jesus' voice.
我记得我是做一个比方的话。
When I make this illustration,
我记得有一个唱片公司啊。
I know that there is a record company.
这个 RCA 唱片公司。
The RCA a record company.
在他们刚开始不久的时候。
When they started a little while.
那个老板呢，他有一个狗。
The boss had a dog.
这狗听惯了他这个老板的声音。
The dog and always is very familiar with his master's voice.
这狗非常忠心于他的老板。
And the dog is really faithful to his master.
后来这个主人死去了。
And after the master died,
这个狗就非常难过。
The dog was really sad.
但是怎么样？
But what happened?
他的主人留下一些个录音。
His master left behind some recordings.
每一次他主人的录音从那个留声机里面放出来的时候，
As soon as the master's voice came up from the gramophone,
那个狗就坐在那个地方听那个声音不动。
And he sat right there and remained still.
他就往那个机器里面看，来找他的主人。
And he would look into the machine, looking for his master.
Somehow, 这个主人的声音在他的心里面做了工作。
In a special way, the master's voice did something in his heart.
我相信我们也是一样。
I believe that we are the same.
多少次我们灰心。
A lot of times we are discouraged.
多少次我们要放弃。
A lot of times we want to give up.
多少次我们要转回来。
A lot of times we want to turn back.
都是主耶稣的声音，他的话语使我们重新得力。
It's only God's voice and His word that give us strength.
我们不要以为一个传道人总是有话讲，总是勇敢的。
Don't think that a preacher always has something to say.
一个传道人所遇见的难处、试探更多。
A missionary may meet more temptations.
多少时候，我们需要主再一次加给力量。
Many, many times we need strength from God.
从人来的难处。
There are problems from people.
从环境来的难处。
Circumstances.
从物质来的难处。
From
material
things.
从各方面来的难处压在你的身上。
Many, many problems from different aspects.
你每个礼拜还要讲道，你在人的面前还要做一个圣徒的样子。
In front of your congregation, you still have to preach and you have to be a good example.
多少时候我们必须跪在主的面前说，主啊，你帮助我，我走不过去了。
A lot of times we just kneel down and pray to the Lord and say, Lord, help me because I cannot go on.
我相信年轻的弟兄姊妹有的时候也有这种经历。
And I believe that young Christians also have this kind of experience.
真是一天走一步，走一步算一步。
It's one day at a time, one step at a time.
玛利亚听见主的声音,
Mary heard God's voice.
她就转过身来,
and she turned.
她认识了这个就是我的主,
and she recognized that this is my Lord.
她就向主说,拉波米就是老师,就是夫子的意思。
And she called master or teacher.
今天主有没有向我们个人说话?
Today, did the Lord speak to us?
我们已经信主的基督徒, 主是不是每天跟你有这么亲密的灵交?
Christians, do we have such a kind of intimate fellowship with our Lord every day?
我们信了主半年、一年、五年以后, 我们和主那个关系是不是还那么密切?
After we believe in the Lord for half a year, 1 year, 5 years, do we still have such an intimate relationship with our God?
有的时候我们信了主日子长了之后, 什么聚会、查经、祷告, 成了一个家常便饭。
Maybe after we believe in the Lord for many years, we attend meetings, prayer meeting, and Bible study, all this become a routine to us. The kind of intimacy at the beginning has lost. Our first love for the Lord is getting colder. Today among us, do we have Christians that are getting colder?
今天你来到主的面前，你是不是感觉到很兴奋、很快乐？
Today, as you come to the Lord, are you really happy and excited?
你在主里面的经历是不是成了一个平淡的事情？
Do you treat the experience in the Lord as a very ordinary thing?
这是一个很危险的情形。
This is a very dangerous situation.
The familiarity of spiritual things. 我们把属灵的事情弄得很平平淡淡、平平常常，这是一个很危险的事情。
If we treat spiritual things as very normal and very routine, this is very dangerous. In our heart, we should always have renewal of strength. After we have become a Christian for 2 years, we should be happier than a person who has just become a Christian for a year. If we have been a Christian for 5 years, we should preach the Lord even more and be more happy. And this is a normal growth. But what we see is usually the opposite.
我们求主怜悯我们。
We ask, may the Lord have mercy on us.
愿主每天的声音, 每天在你里面。
May the Lord's voice is always speaking to you every day.
玛利亚听见主亲自的呼唤, 认出了这个就是主。
Mary recognized Lord's voice and she knew that this is her Lord.
但下面17节, 主说了一句话, 很奇怪。
But there is a very interesting sentence.
17节主耶稣说，耶稣说，不要摸我。
But verse 17, Jesus said to her, "Do not hold me or do not touch me."
这什么意思？
What is the meaning?
主耶稣为什么说这句话？
Why does Jesus speak?
这是很难解释的一节圣经。
And it seems to be very hard to explain.
为什么主说不要摸我？
Why does Jesus say, "Do not hold me"?
我想这个缘故。
I can think of this reason.
第一当然是因为玛利亚看见了主认识了主非常兴奋。
The first reason could be Mary was really excited as soon as she recognized the Lord.
她一看这个是主就去也许抓住他不放。
Or maybe as soon as she recognized the Lord, she grabbed her, grabbed him.
好容易看见我的主了。
And she was really happy because she could see her Lord.
主说不要抓住我，不要摸我。
But Jesus said, "Do not hold me."
这里面有什么意思？
What is the meaning?
有几种意思。
There are several meanings.
我相信你们最可以解释的一个意思是什么？
The most valid explanation could be,
在这个原文里面有这么一个语气。
In the original text, there is this kind of meaning.
主耶稣就说, "Don't stop bothering me. Stop holding me."
The original meaning is, "Stop holding me."
就是不要抓住我。
Don't touch me. Don't hold me.
也就是说，不要停在我这个地方，永远停在这里。
Don't forever stay around me.
不要永远把时间花在我这个地方。Don't
spend all your time here.
你要赶快回去把你所看见的告诉其他的弟兄们。
And you should go back quickly and tell this to all the disciples.
我相信这个解释是比较有道理。
I think that this explanation is quite reasonable.
不要总是在我这个地方。
Don't always just remain here.
赶快把这个好消息告诉别的门徒们去。
Break the good news to the other disciples.
所以他主耶稣下面说，你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说。
And so Jesus said, go to the disciples.
我想这个对我们今年的冬令会特别有关系。
And I think this is very significant, in this year's winter conference.
我们在这个地方看见了主。
We have seen the Lord in this place.
我们在这个地方认识了主。
We know the Lord in this place.
但这个并不是最终的最终的事情。
And this is not the ultimate.
主今天也对我们说，不要仅仅停留在这个地步。
The Lord also tells us not to remain here only.
你们要赶快去告诉别的人。
You should go and tell others.
说主耶稣复活了。
That Jesus has resurrected.
主耶稣是救主。
He is the Savior.
他是唯一的救主。
And he is the only Savior.
这句话我相信主是向我们每一个人说出来的。
And I think.Jesus wants every one of us to utter this.
不要只顾是欣赏，只得到一个属灵的好处。
Don't just get all the spiritual goodness.
赶快去告诉别人。
You should go and tell others.
玛利亚于是乎就赶快回去告诉别的门徒们。
So Mary also ran and tell the other disciples.
她说我看见主了。
She said, I have seen the Lord.
我相信这个是一个基督徒这个最高的一个经历。
And I think this is the highest experience a Christian could have.
我看见主了。
I have seen the Lord.
我越来越多认识主。
I come to know the Lord more and more.
感谢主啊。
Praise, thank the Lord.
在这四天早晨所要讲的这个四个经历里面。
In the mornings, the four mornings, the topics we're going to talk about.
最后的一点都是差遣。
The very last point we want to look into is sending, being sent.
我们看二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
二十一节就是一个差遣。
Verse 21 is.
主耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”
Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you."
任何一个和主的经历都不能脱离侍奉主。
Not one experience with the Lord can do without being sent.
我们到主面前来不仅仅是为了我们自己得一些属灵的好处
As we come to the Lord, we just not only want to get spiritual goodness from him
我们要奉主的名把主的道传遍万邦
We want to preach him in his name
最后这里这一点就是差遣要差遣我们出去
The very last point is Jesus sent
我愿意看见我们这里的青年将来有多少人被主差遣出去
I wanted to know how many of our young people here would be sent by the Lord.
我也坚决相信在今天的末世时代中国的教会要被主大大使用。
And I fervently believe that our Chinese church in this age would be greatly used by God.
我也坚决相信中国的传教士要到世界各地方去。
And I firmly believe that Chinese church will preach the gospel to the whole world.
若是我们看看今天西方的教会的情形
If we look at the situation of the Western churches,
好像他们到了一个顶点。
It seems that they have reached the highest point.
再往前去，我们看见很多他们的教会是在往下去了。
And as they go forward, we see a lot of them are being on the downhill.
当然，他们有很多教会仍然是很好的。
Of course, there are still many churches who are very firm.
但一般说起来，很多教会我们看见在西方是往下去了。
But in general, we can see that Western churches are going downhill.
但是我们看中国的教会今天正在开始往上走。
But we can see that Chinese churches are going uphill.
不管是在差传方面。
Not only in sending missionaries.
在青年弟兄姊妹们起来侍奉主方面。
In the work among you, young Christians.
我们都看见今天中国的教会正在往上兴旺。
We can see that Chinese churches are going uphill.
铃铛也很兴旺。
The bell.
我相信主在差传方面要大大使用中国教会。
And I believe that God would greatly use Chinese churches in sending out missionaries.
我们今天就讲到这里。
We shall stop here today.